Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. Summer is coming and that means vacation, but if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Another Monday.
I'm actually in a really good mood.
You are in a good mood.
And I keep asking you, are you okay? I just feel like you've kind of been
just because
like...
I'm not matching your energy.
Well, hey, there's something to be said about that though, because there's times when, you know, I'm not matching the energy and then you think something's wrong with me. So I think it is something, but, you know, sometimes I think it was because the other day you were like, I'm just like so blah. And I'm like, okay, is there anything surrounding that? Because if there is, I'd love to hear. If not, go be blah, dude. I'm grabbing my glass of wine. I'm going to go watch Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Like, see you later.
No, I think it's, in any relationship, it's one of those things where it depends on the degree of passiveness that has existed in a relationship. So at times I feel like I'm more, I question maybe your blahness.
Because I'm usually not blah.
Because usually you're not blah. And when you are, there's usually a reason behind it. Yeah, like totally. There's some passiveness behind it. So I'm like,
And that makes sense.
98% of the time, something eventually comes out when I keep chipping away at it.
Right.
But I will say that I wrote something down to bring up about that was, I even said, you know, the other day when I was blah or whatever, and you kept asking me.
I wasn't harping. I was giving you moments of, hey, babe, I just want to check in. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. You gave me opportunities.
Yeah.
But you weren't pest about it. And I even affirmed you that night because... To me, it felt so good to be able to just be blah for no reason. Uh-huh. Like melancholy, blah, whatever word you want to use to describe it, and not feel guilty about it because you know, my partner isn't like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. I know something's wrong. I'm like, no, I'm just blah. So I appreciated that a lot and it meant a lot to me. And it's one of those things that I feel like should exist in a relationship where as long as we articulate it, right? Mm-hmm. And you say, hey, I'm just in a blah mood. I'm just kind of cool chilling by myself right now. Then I think it's huge for your partner to respect that.
It's so hard though, because we're so codependent.
I know.
So it's when you were sitting, you know, I had just gotten home from something and you went straight, got your food and went into the game room. I was just like, and you had kind of already told me that you were blah, But, you know, I thought, you know, I just came home from like getting a fresh new cut and color. And so, you know, and then I saw you grab your Jimmy John's and go sit in the game room. And I was just like, okay, I know he said he was blah. He said it wasn't for anything, but I'm just going to check in with him again. So, but, you know, I wanted to sit at the game room. I wanted to sit there with you and be like, okay, what's wrong? Tell me everything. Why are you blah?
And you're just like waiting by the barn doors, and like, it was waving like at me, itching, like creeping around the corner.
So like, instead I went in and was just like, all right, babe, what are you doing? He's like, you're like, I'm just watching football. I'm like, okay, well, if anything comes up for you, just know that I'm here and I love you. And yeah. That's it. And so it was just so hard for me to just leave it at that, but I did. And perfect. I poured my glass of wine and I went in bed. And it was, I think, the very first time I was ever like, you know what? I have my mood and I can't control his mood. And I'm going to be happy and not let him, like, I don't want to be blah because he's blah. So it was the first time I actually noticed not being codependent. I was just like, oh, this is nice. I like to not be codependent and match his mood. It was, it was very, because I've never seen it on the outside. I've always either matched your energy or you'll do the same thing. You'll be like, I'd be like, why are you upset? I'm like, well, you haven't been, you know, very happy this morning. So I'm like, well, why do you got to match my energy? You know, it's just, right. But that's just what we do.
It is what we do. And it is, I've had those moments too, where I'm just, maybe you're kind of in a grouchy mood or whatever. And I'm just like,
grouchy.
Yeah.
You're grouchy.
It's like a respectful way to say
a bitch.
Unpleasant. Yes, that too. And so, times you've been grouchy, and when I have those moments where I'm not being codependent, I'm just like, you know what, my codependency isn't saying, what did I do wrong, what is she mad at? I just know I'm
not grouchy. Pulling,
yeah, not grouchy. I didn't do anything to cause this, so you know what, I'm just gonna let her be that way. And it's such a relieving feeling to do that. But why can't we just be normal people and do that all the time?
I don't know.
Mark, do you and your wife match each other's energy?
Are you codependent like us?
Probably, but I will say that there are times when I would like a few minutes to myself, but I'm accused of hiding in those situations. Like when I just go upstairs and turn on the ball game, because like my daughters and my wife will all be downstairs, and I'll just go up and turn on the ball game, and they say, oh, Dad's hiding. And I don't like that. I'm not hiding. I just wanted to go up and watch a game.
Right.
Well, and would this bother you? Because I think it bothers Mike. Can you just say like, hey, I think I'm just going to sit in here and eat my food and watch the game. Cool. Or like, hey, I'm going to head upstairs and watch the game. Do you guys feel like you can't say, because to us, we're like, why did you disappear to a different room? You know, because I said that to Mike the other day.
She
said disappearing.
Literally a week ago, Mark, she said that to me.
I go, why do you keep disappearing? And you're like,
I went to the office and then I went to our room. I'm like, what do you mean disappear? I left the room twice to go do something. And she's like, I just feel like today you just keep disappearing. I'm like, what? And it drove me nuts, though.
But I could see that. I could see having that conversation, and we're not intentionally disappearing. But also, I think there is. And Mike, if you're honest, there is a little piece of, if I say I'm going to go upstairs and watch the game, I might be told, before you do that, would you mind taking the dogs out? Would you mind getting those dishes out of the sink? Would you mind doing this and this and this? If you're just going to go lay on your butt for an hour, maybe you could knock off a couple things off the checklist first.
Yeah, mine's not so much that. Yeah. Mine's more of, hey, I'm going to go watch this in the other room. Oh, okay. I guess we're not going to hang out.
Totally.
And I'm just like, totally. I can't have 30 minutes. I can't have an hour. Like, just when the kids go down doesn't mean we have to, okay, we're both going into bed right now. What are you doing? What am I doing? Okay, we have to do it together. Like, sometimes I just want to be like, I'm going to go do this.
And I think it's just the acknowledgement, like just saying, like, because I think too with women, like we say, I'm going to go brush my teeth and then after that, I'm going to go to this and then after that, I'm going to go do this and then after that, I'm going to make a sandwich and then after this, I'm going to go do that. And with guys, it's just like you disappear.
No, we don't disappear. We just go do it. That's the thing. We don't announce. And that's, I think, part of it too, Mark, is I don't feel like I have to announce what I'm doing or where I'm going in my own home.
But I think if you're doing it for a long period of, like, if it's to go watch a football game, like to me that would be like, oh, you just disappeared to watch a football game for an hour. I didn't know you were going up to watch TV for an hour.
I can understand if it was like 12 o'clock on Sunday and I just disappeared, literally didn't tell you and just went upstairs to the TV room and was laying down watching football.
Like what Mark was doing.
But still, you don't have to watch it for 3 hours.
But she doesn't know. Am I going away for 45 seconds to use the bathroom or am I going for an hour?
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's where us women struggle with that.
See, we have the exact opposite problem at our place. Yeah, because actually my wife and I got into a tiff the other night because I self-narrate too much.
A tiff.
Well, no, like we're hanging out, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fold my laundry, and then I'm gonna go take the dog on a walk, and then I'm gonna finish up some work. And she's like, I don't care. Do what you do.
Are you serious?
She's like, and
Allison and I would get along great.
Yes.
Wait, she said she didn't care.
Yeah, she's like Easton, you drive me crazy by just like announcing everything you're saying you're gonna do, like you're Superman or something. Like, I do not care. Just go do it. And I'm like, well, I don't know. What if you wanted to, like, what if you had other plans? I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
And what did she say?
She's like, I'll let you know.
That's Jana's dream. She wishes I did that.
But how did you guys end the tiff? Was it an actual tiff, or was that like your guys' way of fighting? And you called it a tiff?
Well, I mean, we don't fight very much. Like, that was the most aggressive. I just said, okay, I'll stop doing it then. Fine. And that in itself is an announcement of what I'm going to do. So I already broke my own rule. But,
is Wife Swap still on TV? Because I feel like these two couples should maybe mix and match and be very happy together.
You know what? I would love Wife Swap to come back on, because I think it's like you want something else, but at the same time, I think you would miss.
Can we do celebrity Wife Swap?
I think it's done. I don't know if they have those.
Bring it back for a short stint.
It'd be kind of probably dangerous. Because then we'd be like, oh, I like this better. I'd be like, oh, see how he treats her? See how she treats him? Like, it wouldn't be good for us.
It's been off since 2013, so sadly not
bummer.
To be.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but I do think an issue is that wives with children don't really have the luxury of disappearing for
Thank
an hour.
You.
I think that's part
what
of this.
What a great point, Mark. What a like beautiful point.
Thank
what
you.
What do you mean wives with children? What about husbands with children?
But you guys don't take like the main priority of
Here we go.
My wife would never just disappear because she's you know, making lunches for the next
she
day.
Can't.
Or she's Yeah, she yeah. can't. Or the kids are asking her questions and she's making them a snack. Or whatever's going on, she doesn't have the luxury of just going upstairs for an hour.
But
as
if
much
I
as she might like
disappear to.
To
go take a poop, like Mike's poops are at least 30 minutes long. And then I go in there and he's playing a game on his phone. And I was like, do you know how much I would love to sit down for a poop and have it last 30 minutes?
Look, you don't have a gallbladder, so your shit just falls out.
I'm just saying. True. But still, like, I would love to close the door for 30 minutes.
I never understood why my dad took so long in the bathroom and then I had kids and now
yes,
I get it.
Mark, you literally just took the words out of my mouth. We used to joke about my dad taking forever. I'm like, why is he in there so long? And then as soon as I have kids, I'm like, well, I get it. It's when you become a dad.
You and I don't even get my showers yeah. anymore. I used to have my showers, like showers were my thing, but now I have to shower with Jolie. So it's like, I don't even get my showers anymore.
Sort of wow.
But I think, but the thing is, it's not like I don't just disappear if we have the kids. I just don't like leave the room if we're with both kids. I never do that.
No, you're a great dad. And
it's when it's just her, Jana and I, or maybe it's just Jolie and it's nighttime. So you know what? We just have a TV on for Jolie for an hour. And so we can get a few things done before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never like that, but still, I don't know. The announcing.
It feels like you're asking for permission, and that's one of your biggest things is you hate having to feel like you're asking for permission.
Well, it's just like when you say, hey, I'm in the office. Like, hey, what are you doing? If I just say work, Jana, it drives her nuts. She's like, no. Like, what are you doing?
Like, what kind of work?
I'm like, I'm getting some work done. Well, what does that mean, Mike? And it's like, okay, like you're like Jana was kind of saying that women do, or like Easton, like you were doing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to email this person. Then I'm going to email that person. I got to go hold this person. I got to, you know, write this up. I got to do this. And I'm just like, well, why can't it just all fall under the umbrella of work?
Because we want to make sure that you're checking off the proper boxes.
Oh my God.
To make sure you're calling Matt, the lawn guy, because we have like 10 trees dead in the backyard and. You know, following up with a few other people for our work stuff, you know, just back goes back to the good old times.
So email us, our listeners out there, about any situation like this and how you and your partner handle when it comes to time apart. Is it, do you consider yourself disappearing? Do you have to announce your plan like Easton and just to make sure it's okay or it fits their schedule or whatever it is? I would love to hear some stories around this. So we can talk about that.
It is Wind Down at iHeartRadio.com.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you feel guilt ever, Mike? Just when you were like, because sometimes like it's a Friday night. I've got everything done I need to get done. You know, I've done it all. And I said, I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to turn on the TV and I'm going to watch some TV. But my wife is still, you know, getting stuff ready for the next day. She's vacuuming. She's doing a bunch of stuff. And I do feel like I this is wrong of me to just be sitting here watching TV while she's up and around.
It depends. There are times where I do feel guilty, absolutely, because I know Jana and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, all right, there's some things that I probably need to get done, but I'll take care of them tomorrow. But if I was Jana, she'd be up and doing them right now. So then I sort of feel guilty because I don't want to hear that crap right now. I actually do just want to relax. But times like last night, I kicked ass yesterday.
Like, he did so good. He did laundry. He folded. I mean,
I put it away. Like kids' laundry, I put away.
Huge.
And it's start to finish laundry.
Hair appointment. I crushed it yesterday. Like crushed as it. As a dad and husband. Yeah. I left Jana a little card. Like,
yeah.
I mean, just 10 out of 10 across the board yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. From husband and dad duties.
Nighttime duties too.
Oh, my.
So literally yesterday, I can't exceed that. I couldn't have done anything better. That's the best I got, honey. That's it. That's me. So now it's all downhill. But yesterday when I did when I did just want to like watch some football for a few minutes, I was like, I have no guilt in the world right now because I owned today. And there's nothing that Jana could say with any validation or legitimacy behind it that would cause me to feel guilty at all.
Yeah.
Because I did, but also because I know how Jana works and she's constantly doing something, I have to have like that kind of day in order to not feel guilty.
No, because there's been times where you'll say like, hey, I know there's stuff. I'm just like, I'm so tired. Like, I'm just.
Sure,
gonna,
if and, I acknowledge it. Yeah.
But it's how I then reciprocate with him, because if I'm crappy about it, so I try to make sure to be like, absolutely, babe. Because if not, then he gets that. I want him to feel comfortable to be able to just like have a lazy day or. And if I'm on him, then he won't. So I have to be like very mindful of that, which I think I've gotten a lot better with.
Yeah, you have. And I think we have gotten a lot better because if I didn't have the perfect day like I did yesterday, I need to articulate it because then you're not sitting there thinking, he's just sitting around being lazy, but did he take care of the things?
Right,
and
right.
Get frustrated. So if I articulate it to you and acknowledge it, that helps you. So that's a good way of compromising, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Without having to feel like you're.
Right, without having to feel guilty and...
Or asking for permission or being, you know,
or you coming in and be like, did you get this done yet? Why are you watching football? Why are you doing that?
No, it was so funny. I came home from something the other day and he's like, the things were folded. In my head, I'm like, okay, there's kids' laundry in the dryer. I'm like, there's no way it's going to be done, so I won't even... And I come home and it's like, my laundry's folded, kids' laundry. And I go, Jace... I'm going to grab you really slowly and we're going to walk away. Somebody has broken into our house. I don't know who this man is. It's very scary.
He's a shapeshifter.
It was so funny.
I'm impressed that he's allowed to fold the kids' laundry because I'm not allowed to touch the kids' laundry.
See, you know what the key is, Mark?
Did you put it away?
I put it away before she could see
how
I folded
it. Yeah, I was like, I didn't even see it. Yeah.
So then she can go through the drawers and probably blame it on Kylie. Damn it, Kylie.
We have the best nanny, though. She's amazing. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good topic for people to chime in on.
Chime, 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 chime.
Jana's wound up.
I am. Okay, we need to take a break.
Well, Bob Saget is here.
Oh, yay!
Let's bring him
Bob.
In.
He's such a good friend of ours. We actually just had dinner, so I cannot wait to see him again.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals,
Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. And what's also great about Lola is their products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. So no BS, mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going in your body. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. Lola would deliver exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. And that's what I love about Lola, because I feel like every time I go to the store and I get my tampons, I'm like, oh, I don't need this many of this one or this many of that one. I wish I could have a mixture. And with Lola, you can customize exactly what you need for you. And it's super flexible too. You can change, skip, or cancel at any time. And you can mix your products, again, which I said is the best. So Lola offers pads, liners, both BPA-free plastic applicator or environmentally non-applicator tampons. And Lola now also offers cleansing wipes that are safe for anywhere on the body. For 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter Jana30 when you subscribe. That's mylola.com and enter Jana30 for 30% off your first month subscription. Mylola.com and enter Jana.
So it's freaking I jumped the gun. I was so excited. So happy to have our friend Bob Saget back in studio.
Yeah. Yay. I owe you a meal. That was so good last time.
We had the best dinner ever with you.
Yeah, it was really relaxing and it was like really nice.
It was nice, right? We Bob is referring to a dinner that we all went to in Nashville with Bob and his wife Kelly and Kristen and Preston, and we had a little couples night. It was really fun.
It was really sweet. Nothing happened weird. It was cool. There was no swinging.
Rooftop hang.
We didn't swing.
No.
You did get us to go out another night. You got us to hang out like long that night. And I was just like, we didn't get home. His car was left at valet.
Oh my God. I thought I had the boot or
That's
something.
How late
I got
it was.
Scared.
No.
I had to we had to go get it the next day. I felt like I was in my 20s again.
I know. I was just like, wow.
And this is intense. You also popped Jana's cherry in a sense of that was the first time she ever heard last call at a bar.
Ever.
She was like, what is that?
I was what like, what did saying? They just say?
They don't say last that to call. Me. That's a problem. That's why I definitely have to, I've slowed down my drinking because they locked me in.
Okay, so I was just texting with Kelly a couple days ago. Is your house okay?
House is okay, to my knowledge. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's got like a lot of ash all over it and a lot of smoke and, you know, damage. But it's evacuated. We can't get there. So wow. It was pretty weird. We had to evacuate the other night. And I always do after a big meal, but I didn't know. I didn't know we were going to have this problem. And it's really sad. And about 10 people lost their homes in the area.
Oh,
or 11
geez.
People. But our street was so far pretty protected. So the firefighters, they're just amazing. They are truly, it's unbelievable what heroes they are. It is, they're my favorite people. They're the heroes. They're the superheroes. So.
Yeah, no, they for sure
are. Do you guys living up in the hills like that, is it pretty common to have fire insurance?
Yeah. I've had fire insurance. Well, I would have it anyway. Because even if I lived, in a condo in a high rise, you never know when somebody leaves the gas on. And next thing you know, your windows get blown out. And, that's the end of that.
I wasn't sure if in a place like Southern California, if that was like an... I know like home insurance would probably cover that. But still, I feel like that would be a way for insurance companies to get a little bit more from Southern California.
Right.
With like earthquake insurance, fire insurance, or something.
Well, I don't have earthquake insurance because it's so expensive. It's so silly because the money you're going to spend on the insurance is probably what you're going to spend on your house. And if it comes off the foundation, you got to rebuild the house anyway. And they don't give you enough money to rebuild your house. So it's kind of a sham, earthquake insurance.
For sure.
So maybe I'll make up my own company and that'll be successful. You know.
Perfect. Sounds okay. Legit.
Okay, so you're on the whole dog and pony show right now doing the Nashville Squares.
Yes, in the middle of all this, I stole at 3 a.m., I stole two outfits to do press in. So I was like, Kelly's like, I just need underwear. Let's get out of here. And we took two cars out and went to a hotel. But I'm getting clothes for press.
I mean, well, wait, so you found a hotel, but LeBron James did not find a hotel?
Correct. I left immediately. And and I just called a hotel ahead of time, which I had a relationship with, and not a relationship. I mean, Kelly's my relationship, but the hotel I knew the people. I didn't like have hook up with them, but well, there was one person behind the front desk.
Okay,
that we text.
Kelly's my friend. I don't want to hear.
No, Kelly's the best. Kelly's at the hotel right now, just sending her love to you guys.
You're about to celebrate or just did celebrate 1 year.
Yeah, they just last celebrated night, 1 year.
Yeah, it's our ash anniversary because of the fire.
What'd you guys do? Anything special?
We had dinner. We had dinner and just chilled. And it was really nice. That. And then, a gentleman doesn't talk about romance and stuff.
Right, but, for sure.
No, let's just say it was a very reminiscent, beautiful anniversary.
I love that. Okay, Nashville Squares. We have to do it because we were on the show too.
You're
on it. So we have
to
promote the show as well, but for Bob, because I couldn't think of a better host for that show.
It's so silly, right? You wouldn't think it would be me naturally. Until we became friends, you wouldn't know that, Bob would be good at that, right?
But it made sense, though. Once you were there, and once we were there, I'm like, there's nobody better for this job. Like, you were
that's so sweet.
You're funny, and it was just cool.
Well,
you made it cool.
Country music in general, country artists have a certain happiness about them, except for the ones that are singing about their dog and their wife up and left them and they're drinking. but my dog died. But I write songs about that. But I've been writing country comedy songs for years. So it was kind of a serendipitous thing that they would ask me to host it. And I knew how to do it because I've hosted so much. But it's just a free-for-all. It's not like I was offered original Hollywood Squares, but Tom Bergeron did that, and I didn't want to do it because it was so scripted. But as you know from being there, this thing is not scripted.
No, it is not.
Were telling all the artists to just talk over each other, and I'm like, what? We're allowed to do that? Because usually when someone talks, you're not allowed to talk.
Yeah, and if you want to drink, the bar's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Half the people have been through rehab and are cleaned up, and or never went, and they're fine. They have their sparkling water, or a Diet Coke, and then I just did a commercial. And then the other people are just, Tanya Tucker's laying sideways holding Dennis Quaid's dog in the middle square. So,
and I think she fell asleep too, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She did. I think the Dallas Cowboys.
I had too many.
You guys woke everybody up. You guys were wonderful on the show.
It was fun.
Thank you.
But it was, again, it was to you because you drove the show and you made it fun for us to sit there and we got to play against each other too and also be up in the squares. But it was just great having you be the man that ran the show. So Nashville Squares is out now. You can watch it. It just aired on Friday.
The first episode.
And it kicked butt. They ran two episodes on November 1st, but now it's on every Friday at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I know my television terminology. At 8 o'clock Eastern, and then of course you got to go 7 o'clock Central, and then 6 o'clock Mountain. Mountain people are going to watch this show. I have a feeling, and it runs in my house at 1 a.m. every night, all night long.
Great.
Yeah, and it's really fun, and it's that old TGIF spot I used to have with Full House. So it's
It's like a warm blanket. You love it. That's where you live.
That's home.
That's home.
I love that.
I can't go there. Not right
now. What is it? You've done all this hosting stuff. What is it when you go into something like that? What's the difference between that and obviously acting? You have everything scripted. Do you have kind of a script in your head when you go out to do hosting, or is it just like, all right, I'm going to take whatever presents itself?
No, hosting is something that I don't give a lot of thought to because all the prep's been done. Acting is new every time you do it. You got to learn your dialogue and you have to know what it's about. Like, I love acting a lot. I host because it's another facility that I have. I did this show, One Versus 100, and it was on NBC and it was on Before Deal or No Deal, and Millionaire was on, and then they decided to take all the game shows off. They said, oh, game shows are done. And then look at the past 2 years. I've already done Alec Baldwin's Match Game. I've done To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson because they text me personally. So I'm like, oh, no, I got to do it. I'm screwed. So, but like,
with if not, they'd say you changed.
Right. Bob is so changed. Mm-hmm. But what's great is with Nashville Squares, there was no script. I mean, I just do stuff like you win this or she just said this. Now, what do you say? You know, but that's the script. That's it.
Right.
The rest is. It's a free-for-all, and it's just like hanging with friends and acting crazy. And there's some games involved, you know, put your hand in this box and touch this, and you hope it's not poop, you know. But but I mean, it's a fun gig. But I'm also doing the finishing of Fuller House, which ends this year. It's the fifth season, and we have the first 9 episodes air before the end of the year, and then in the beginning of the new year, the last 9 episodes, and we shoot the very last episode in like 2 weeks. I do it.
Did you think Fuller House was going to be that successful to get 5 seasons?
I thought it would get a little more, but Netflix is also smart about what they do, and sometimes all they need is 5 seasons, and sometimes ratings slip. I mean, they pretend sometimes they don't have them, but they do, and I don't know how long, the Upside Down will be on, what's that wonderful show called? You guys watch
Stranger Things?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been watching Dead to Me and The Politician are my two favorites that are on Netflix.
I want to see that. Is the Paul Rudd show Netflix, the new one?
Yeah, it is. I haven't started that yet.
He has a new show?
Yeah. I hear it's fantastic. I hear it's unbelievable. Kelly said you got to watch it. And it's only 20 minutes long. And apparently she thinks that's all it can last, but that's not right. but then I got the Dirty Video show that I did, which is scripted.
After Dark, right?
Yeah, Videos After Dark will come on. ABC's been saying in the winter spring, which sounds like Game of Thrones. The winter spring is coming. The wildlings.
Yeah, because I know we talked about that last time, and I didn't want to bring it up the last time I saw you because I didn't know what happened with it. So I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's sweet. Thank you. No, they're going to run it for sure because it's, they love it, and it's money. So they So they want to make money.
Is there anything with all the hosting stuff, is there anything like on your bucket list that's like, oh, I want to be able to host this one day? Or is it just whatever opportunity presents itself?
Well, the Oscars are always something, but I got to do some movie work and I also have to do some directing work. And there's a movie, I'm directing a documentary about Martin Mull right now, but that's just something because I love him and he's a great artist. And he was one of the first people that I ever saw that did comedy music. And he did a lot of country music too. He's very, very smart. He played with Glenn Campbell and... He's a very talented guy, and you know him from like Sabrina and stuff. You know, you right. Gen X millennials, you, and you. But I'm also working on another feature thing, and as I get older and I'm in my 70s and 80s, I want to direct. And that's so much fun. And then I want to make some really good movies is what I want to do. And that would be, I guess I could be a 70-year-old man hosting the Oscars.
Absolutely.
I mean, otherwise I don't really care about hosting too much. It's just something I do. Just another thing I do.
Well, you're putting it out there, and that's the best thing you can do is put it out there and keep working towards it.
And entertain people. And entertain people, whether you get them involved in their lives like you guys do. You get people involved in their lives by you getting involved in your lives and sharing yourselves with people. And then you're entertaining because, you know, sometimes when you bicker, it's like the funniest thing in the world.
It's either that or people are like, oh, it's so cringe. It's so cringy. I'm like, well.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
No, well, no, but it's honest. And it's not like you're on The Bachelor or anything, you know. I mean, those people.
It could be worse. You're right.
No, it could. Yeah. Try to make you feel better. No, I'm just saying those people, they come on there and they unveil things that's it for the rest of their life. That moment will be
and
remembered.
Their stories are produced, so they can't even control that.
No, it's not even them. It's not even what they think.
Yeah.
Right.
Except for when this Cole guy, this really nice guy, he went and screwed the pooch. He told it ahead of time. He blew the cooch. I don't know what he did. No, you don't want to do that. That guy that was The Last Bachelor.
Colton.
Colton, sorry. And Colton Underwood.
Yes.
He said ahead of time that I've been seeing her and I love her and I've already been with her. And that caused a whole ruckus. And then they had to put on The Bachelorette all of a sudden at the end of that episode. It was quite troubling. You know,
does Kelly make you watch that, since you know all this information?
I watched it because they did a sneak preview of Videos After Dark afterward.
Okay, that's why.
So it wasn't like required viewing.
Recaps with Bob Saget. On
the real truth. The man that can't go home.
I know you have a million other places you got to go, so thanks for stopping in to say hey to us. And
well, I love you guys. We'll see you soon. I'm going to come back to Nashville because the show, CMT's really excited about it, and they think we're going to be shooting in Nashville. So,
that would be amazing.
That would be amazing, and you'll be on it all the time, and then we can go to dinner.
And we'll do dinner all the time, and it'll be great.
And we'll leave cars at valet. It'll be great.
That's how we roll.
We love you, Bob.
Thanks
Bob.
For having me. Love you back.
Love you. Guys. Bye.
Love you. Miss you already.
Yeah, buddy.
Miss your voice.
Miss you more.
Miss your face.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Okay, so it's officially the holidays and people are already shopping for gifts. Before you freak out, though, about what you get your boyfriend who you've only been dating for 4 months or what to get your mailman, is that really a thing? Or the fact that you have to go to the mall, listen up. Me Undies is anything but ordinary. They have a gift for literally everyone. Yes, including your weird aunt. We all have one. And the best part is they deliver straight to your door with free shipping. That's a holiday miracle right there. So speaking of not wanting to leave the house, MeUndies makes the perfect hibernation undies and loungewear. Whether you're looking to match undies with your boo this cuffing season or just wanting to cuddle up with your favorite furry friend in a onesie, MeUndies has you covered. Literally. Their fabric is 3 times softer than cotton and offered in sizes extra small to 4XL. So MeUndies knows that it's freaking cold out there. That's why they've got even cozier stuff like robes for men and women. So treat your feet in their new soft slippers or match the whole fam with their new soft baby bodysuit, which I know we're going to order. Michael was hooked on MeUndies ever since his sister bought him some. And she's like, I know this is weird to have like a sister buying their brother underwear, but apparently they're so comfortable, and ever since then he's been obsessed. And now I hopped on the MeUndie train, and I have these amazing sleep lounge pants and some really cute undies and thongs. So I personally love it. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchaser, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/windown. That's MeUndies.com/windown for 15% off your first pair and free shipping. MeUndies.com/windown.
I love that man.
He's the best.
I love him so much. He's so cool.
You know, it's actually a perfect segue into what I want to talk about. Because with Bob, it's just his name, just when it's said or spoken, it just registers so much nostalgia, right? For everybody. I feel like from 50 to 10, you know, he covers that like such a wide gap of generations, which is pretty impressive when you like think about it, that so many people of so many ages know his name and what he's done. But you know, I was thinking of nostalgia recently, and do you ever have those things? It could be a song, it could be a movie. This may sound really stupid.
Nothing stupid
to a lot of people, but I felt it when I was playing my little handheld video game thing the other night. Just do you ever have something that's so so nostalgic, it's almost, I don't know, it's almost uncomfortable, or like you hear a song or watch a movie and you're just like, this reminds me, this almost takes me back too much to that moment where I just don't even want to like listen to it or
what was your thing?
Well,
was it Sega?
No. It was this Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past from Super Nintendo.
When Easton's like nodding his head. Yeah. Yeah.
When I was a kid. And it just, every time like this opening sequence came on and all this stuff, it just brought me back to being a kid so much that it was, I just felt like the my brain waves just kind of the sparks flying and that just super nostalgic feeling. It was a good feeling, but it was almost, I could just feel it so much. I was like, God, this is kind of uncomfortable because it just, I feel like I'm 10 again. But then on the other hand, there's things like there's this song. You heard it if you played it. No, it's What It's Like by Everlast.
Oh, classic, yeah.
Classic song. So that song I haven't listened to since this friend of mine that I grew up with from the time we were in third grade through high school, he died in a car accident our senior year of high school a month before his 18th birthday. And that was like our jam when we were in elementary school. Like we just listened to the hell out of that song. So it's one of those things.
What was his name?
Adam Foote.
Adam Foote.
And, you know, we grew up together. And even in high school, we didn't run with the same crowd, but we were always good buddies.
Sure.
It was one of those, you know what I mean? Like, we always had our childhood. And it's just one of those things where it's so painful. Like, the nostalgia, I just can't have any part of it. I can't sit through it. Do you have anything like that?
I mean, well, thank you for sharing. Yeah. First of all, that must be hard. I can't imagine losing a friend that young. Like just thinking back, like how, because death scares me, not to get like deep into death talk, but that death scares me in general, just thinking about it, especially now that we have kids too. But I can't imagine, like I remember obviously when we lost my grandpa, but to lose a friend, I don't know. I just like at that such a young age, how is that to deal with?
You know, it was, and I've been very fortunate where I haven't had to deal with much loss. My grandma when I was young, but I was too young to really process. I was like fourth grade.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like in grandparents, like as sad as it was, my grandpa died, like, you know, they're older. And
right. I haven't had many sudden deaths. It, only really my friend and my aunt a few years back, but, it was really difficult. It was hard to comprehend. It was hard to understand. It was one of those things, you know, it's interesting at his funeral, there's this other friend of ours, Eric, that it was like the three of us in elementary school. Like we just like rode our bikes together. Like we did everything together and same kind of deal. Eric was like in a different crowd, still hung with Adam a lot more in high school. But it's like when Eric and I saw each other at the funeral, like we had this hug and this embrace of that was just like unmatched because of just like everything behind it and growing up together. And it, I don't know. It was hard, man. It's just one of those things, you know, and he was an only child. So I have so much empathy for his parents and everything. Man. But,
gosh,
you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that have had to suffer way more loss.
You can't measure someone's pain.
No, you can't. You can't. It's all about what you're exposed to and everything. But no, it sucked.
Wow.
And that song came on and you had to turn it off, huh?
Yeah. Anytime I hear that song, I have to turn it off ever since then. Ever since I was 18 years old.
Do you have anything like that, Mark?
Over the summer, I went back to my hometown in Monona, Wisconsin, and I went to a friend's parents' house that we used to hang out at all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine that.
And it had been, 25 at least years since I'd been in that house, and it was bizarre. It felt like I was traveling through time.
Oh, that's so weird. It's like if I went back to Lindsay Crocker's house, because I've been friends with her since I was three, and we still keep in touch, and we're still friends. But if I was to go back in her house, it would just be that weird, like, it even like gives me chills thinking about it. Crazy.
Yeah, it'd be
and she
nuts.
I think her parents still live in the same house in the same neighborhood that we grew up in. Crazy.
I went to the house I grew up in, which my parents moved to Arizona in 2010. And so I went there and the woman happened to be outside mowing her lawn.
Oh,
so I went up to her and I said, "Hi, I'm so sorry to bother you. I used to live in this house. Do you mind if I just go in the backyard for a minute?" Because I felt like it was too intrusive to ask to go inside the house when she wasn't expecting guests or anything.
Right.
I gave her the opportunity to invite me, but she did not do that. But I said, "The backyard." She goes, "Yeah, go ahead. Go in the backyard." So I went in the backyard where my dad and I used to play baseball.
That's cool.
A couple times a week. And now that tree was first base and that tree was second base. And I got emotional. I just standing in the backyard. And it had only been since 2010. And yet I still got emotional standing back there.
Wow.
Absolutely.
It all comes back.
You know, it's funny. My mom had a similar thing where the house I grew up in, I lived in the same house from the time I was 4 until I was 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And so there's a house I grew up in and it's near, it's in a different neighborhood, but near the one that my parents live in now. And my mom, same thing. She was kind of like driving by. She's outside looking at it. And the, I think the people that lived there had just gotten home. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be creepy. I just, you know, I raised my kids in this house. And we're just, you know, I was just, you guys did a lot of changes. So I was just looking at it. And they're like, oh, you want to come on in? And my, they let my mom in and they let her take pictures. And she was sending it to.
Oh, that's the dream.
Yeah. She sent it pictures to me and my dad and my brother and my sister.
I'm so jealous.
My brother doesn't remember it, but my sister and I were like, that's so crazy. It's so weird.
That's nuts. My Aunt Susie and Uncle Roy live across the street from the house that I grew up in from 3 to whenever my parents got divorced after that, 17. And I want to go in so bad, but no one lives there anymore.
No one at all?
Well, apparently it ended up being like, I think they were doing like meth or something. In the house.
Sounds about right.
And but I my brother and I talked about it because it went on the market, and so I wanted to buy it because it's, you know,
cheap.
I get a deal.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But I think someone bought it and then they just rent it out. But I would love to. I don't know. It's just I would love to go in the house because we had this little gremlin room. Called the gremlin room, and it was but in the gremlin room as we had. You know, into the wood where you see how tall you were. So mm-hmm. We did that in my closet. Yeah. So I just would love to see if that was if that's still there.
Yeah.
And like bring Jolie there. Oh, I was like, oh, ball. Crazy.
Crazy.
Interesting.
We try to be like objective about these things. Like it's just a house. It's just four walls.
But it's
just
but
drywall it's not, and it's insulation.
That, I mean, that's why Miranda Lambert's song, The House That Built Me. There's something about going mm-hmm. back to that house that
yeah,
it's that built you and the memories from, you know, maybe your parents fighting. I mean, for me, I mean, some of my nostalgias, unfortunately, are all pretty negative. Mm. And that's what kind of bums me out when I think about certain things. And it's, you know, for my house, it's like my parents fighting or arguing or I hate that, but it's there's still something that house built you.
Yeah.
Good and the bad.
It's I can't remember what I did 2 days ago, but I can remember 20 years ago. And you know what I mean? When I was playing catch with my dad in the front yard on our street, and our street, we're like flat, but then it gradually goes downhill. I overthrew my dad and he had to go running down after the ball. He was kind of pissed, but then he chucked the ball from, I don't know, felt like a football field away. Uh-huh. Like a pop fly, I go up to catch it. It hits off the tip of my glove and hits me right in the right eye. And I had this huge shiner. And I go in. I mean, it was old fashioned. Like I put a steak on it, like like straight up at a sand lot. Like it was unreal.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you may not remember what you did 2 days ago, but you'll always remember what you did yesterday, because that was peak Mike yesterday. Congratulations Mike. On that.
Thank you.
What about the time, don't you want to go back to the grass where you had to wear the helmet, that your dad would make you wear the helmet, you know, mowing the grass, that story? That was, I think we actually told that story on here.
We might have, yeah, that's probably.
Pretty funny. Oh, good times. Thanks, parents, for all those great memories. Good.
Easton, are you in there?
Oh, I'm here, baby.
What do you got? Give me some nostalgia.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I relive this stuff constantly to the point now where I'm going to be in my 50s watching the Disneyland sing-along and stop. Going like, God, I remember when I was 32 watching this, and then remember when I was 9 watching it.
You constantly just live nostalgia.
Yeah, I know. It's cuz you can. You can pull this stuff on YouTube now. Yeah. It's crazy. Like I watched Pee-wee's Playhouse the other day. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen that program.
You would.
My dad got like crazy drunk one night and ordered the entire run on VHS, and he just he doesn't remember ordering it, and it just showed up at the door. So I watched the whole thing when I was like a little kid, and it reminds me of like when I watch that now. I really enjoyed it, but also it was like a really tumultuous time in our family. Mm. So like I've got these like such these mixed emotions when I watch The Magic Screen or Jambi the Genie.
I don't know like what that, any but, of that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, all stuff on YouTube now. It's so cool.
I literally don't know
that's
what
insane.
Any of it.
You would watch Pee-wee Herman.
There's a smell that I cannot and have not been able to place, but it was the same smell that I smelt in the Romanian hospital when I was sick and had surgery.
Terrifying.
So every time I smell that now, it brings me, I get like a pit in my stomach thinking about that experience.
Terrifying.
I know, but I'm like, I can't figure, it's some kind of cleaning solution. Then if I walk into any other bathroom or I can smell it. And I'm like, Romania.
They say the smells are the most effective at bringing you back to a memory.
Oh, yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's just woof. Crazy. Well, way to walk down memory lane, guys. That
I
love was fun.
I also, with the emails, I want to hear some of those too. I want to hear some people's nostalgia, like what are those things? And it doesn't have to be like negative, like super sad like mine was, but it could be something that just, like you said, Mark, you said it perfectly, where it's just like almost overwhelming feeling of nostalgia. You're just kind of uncomfortable, even if it's
goosies.
A positive thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we
take
a break?
Speaking of emails, we have some really nice ones this week.
Okay.
Let's do it.
This is from Sarah. First of all, let me just give you Danielle's. She saw on your Instagram story the Jolie and Jace cups that you reposted from someone else.
Oh, yes. You can get them at Dollar General.
There you go.
Where do you
get them? I'd love to purchase some. And I love your show, and I hope you get the People's Choice Award. You guys deserve it. Sorry, Becca and Tanya. I love you guys, too.
Love you, too, Becca and Tanya. That's very sweet. Thank you.
Sarah says, my husband Brian and I are both 31. We've been married for 5 years, and we've had our ups and downs until last May. I was really happy in my marriage until my husband expressed to me in a counseling session that he was unfaithful 5 times, all within the first year of our marriage, while I was pregnant with our first child. He also admitted he had attempted to act out while we were pregnant with our second baby. Mm-hmm. In the periods in between, he compensated with pornography and almost $90,000 in online shopping. This summer, he filed for bankruptcy, and we filed for separation. Mm. He then left for an inpatient treatment center for sex addiction. Mm-hmm. He comes home November 9th after completing 75 days. By all accounts, he's doing well. He's progressing. He's giving it his all. But I am so scared to come home and to find out what that new normal will look like. And I'm so scared of being hurt again. Mm. I just wanted to say I appreciate your courage. It is a daily kind of courage to share openly all the things. We didn't choose for everyone to find out either. My husband was our church worship leader.
Ugh.
If you're ever near Asheville, North Carolina, let's grab dinner. Otherwise, keep doing y'all. Praying for your family, your marriage, and continued recovery.
I mean, would love to sit down with you guys.
Yeah.
Would love. Thank you for your email. That's beyond sweet. Sarah, thank you. But I will say it's pretty amazing he did tell you. That's very...
That's something that when you're having a hard time hanging on to hope and having those fears, the fact that he got to the point where he had to just couldn't live with that double life anymore and he told you without you discovering, I mean, that goes a long way.
Is that a sign that he doesn't want to be that guy anymore?
For sure.
For sure.
It's a sign of taking contrary action. Which is why, you know, all the stuff that Jan and I were dealing with, you know, with me deleting and not telling, it's all about taking contrary action, doing something that you wouldn't have done in the past. Mm-hmm. So that's something we know it's tough, and it is, as Sarah said, it is a daily battle. You have your ups and downs, but hang your head on that at least. And all you can do is, like Jana says, she trusts me today. Until I give her a reason not to.
Well, so, and he needs to be like showing up and stuff too. Because the hardest recovery we've had was not when he was gone in treatment. It was the 2 years he got home from treatment. That's been the hardest adjustment. And it just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if two people are willing to work, I know I say that all the time, but you just got to keep fighting it out. But we will also be praying for y'all's marriage, and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll
it's okay, she's scared, but it's okay to be optimistic too.
Absolutely.
But it's both are totally fine and
normal.
Yeah, I'm still scared, you know. He's still scared, you know. You're right.
I mean, yeah,
it's just those,
it's scary man.
Yeah.
But it's been great listening to you on this podcast, honestly, today specifically. Like, you guys just seem you're in good moods, you're happy, you're interacting in a sweet way, and you see, it just seems like a very solid relationship today, the way you're talking to each other about each other's feelings and respecting each other's thoughts. I think this is, I'm very encouraged by today's podcast.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, I think we're good right now.
We are good right now.
High five, babe. Yay.
Especially coming off a perfect day yesterday. A no-hitter, a perfect game, whatever you want to call it. I had one of those yesterday.
A little goes a long way.
That's right.
Right?
We have any more emails?
Yeah, Sabrina, I was involved in a 4-year relationship that ended when I discovered my now ex-boyfriend was cheating on me by soliciting sex from other women on Craigslist. It's been 5 years since then. I've moved on. My ex is now married to someone else. I'm with a guy who's honest, caring, and sweet. He's given me no reason to worry about him being unfaithful. I think you can see where this is going. I've been with him for a little over a year, but it's extremely hard for me to shake those feelings that I'm not good enough and that history will repeat itself with my new boyfriend. It has started so many unnecessary arguments because he does not understand how easily triggered I am. How do you shake those thoughts in the back of your mind? How do you explain to someone who has never been through huge, earth-shattering infidelity that what you need is time and reassurance?
That's hard because the other person probably is like, I didn't do that though, so stop putting me in that person's position.
Right.
But at the same time, I think that person needs to be gentle and have empathy for the person that, you know, is having trouble with it. But at the same time, it's how, Sabrina, you're delivering it to him. 100%. Because you have to come from a vulnerable place to be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm getting triggered. I know it has nothing to do with you. It's just my past. Because if you're communicating from a vulnerable place, he's going to be able to be more, he's going to lean into empathy and not be on the attack or the defense of, well, that's not me though. Because if you're leaning in vulnerable, he'll lean in with empathy, is my opinion.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's very well said, honey. I think
that was really well said.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
I don't really know what to say after that because it was pretty spot on.
Give it to us again.
Lean in with vulnerability and, well, no, you know, be vulnerable and then hopefully then your partner will lean in with empathy. Yeah. So you guys both need to lean into each other, but just one with vulnerability and one with empathy.
Yeah, it's all about validating that this has nothing to do with him, that you do not accuse him of anything. Because if you start, if Sabrina started saying, well, where were you? Or let me see your phone. If I was in a new relationship, I'd be like, what the f-?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I could also see how, like, in her situation, let's say if we didn't work out, I would be like, man, this is, I don't trust anybody.
For sure. I was just, I was going to say that when Mark was reading, I was like, could you imagine if you,
it'd be really tough.
Right.
And I would need, I would, but I would be very, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, what would I say to a new guy? I would say, look, this is what I've been through.
Right.
And I'm going to, I, of course, I know you, that's not you, but I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just if being vulnerable.
Yeah, like Jan said, be vulnerable. Guys want to be your knight in shining armor. Mm. So if you lead with that vulnerability, like, especially with her saying how caring and honest and sweet he's been, I'm optimistic that he'll lean into that challenge and be that, you know, knight in shining armor and be like, I got you. Like, there's nothing to worry about and reassure you in any way that you need.
And he, at the end of the day, too, he might, who knows, anybody has the capability of doing it.
Yeah.
And that just means that, okay, wasn't the right one. And if that's not what you want, and then move on. Just because people get their heart broken, I think that's what bothers me. Like, why don't I want to get my heart broken again? Well, then you're going to be lonely forever then because you're going to get your heart broken. You're going to get your heart broken 10 more times probably.
But also maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah. Oi.
Great emails.
Yeah, that was good.
Great show.
Yeah, babe. Okay, next up is People's Choice Awards. So, I'm just excited to go. It'll be a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I'm pumped to have a date night with you. Yay. All right.
Good luck. You guys won the iHeart Award last year. Maybe PCA is next.
No chance, but it's fine.
Come on now. You don't know.
It's fine.
Should I just, you know, do something to go viral and no matter who they announce, I just go up to accept the award?
Well, apparently you and Kanye are at war, so.
Well, yeah, see, you guys are doing well at going viral the past month or so. So good job on that.
Keep it going.
It's all for the votes, right? No, I'm kidding.
With this Kanye thing, I told Jana, I was like, you got like a devil's triangle between me, Kanye, and Olivia Culpo.
Yeah.
They're probably both like, who is this guy saying negative things about?
His name is Michael Crossan.
On their radar.
Well, I mean, you are now.
Public enemy number one.
All right, guys. Daily challenge, lean in.
You're so inspiring.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves.
Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Etoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at Itoen.com. Available on Amazon and Etoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.